Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With Elena Kagan expected to become the third woman on the U.S. Supreme Court and the High Court likely to consider the issue of abortion, we're joined by someone who's been an influential voice in the abortion debate. Dr. Leroy Carhart is a physician in Nebraska, which is one of more than a dozen states that this year approved abortion restrictions that might be reviewed by the High Court. Dr. Carhart is one of the last remaining late-term abortion providers in the country. He took over the practice of Dr. George Tiller, who was killed by an abortion opponent last year. Dr. Carhart is speaking in Boston this weekend at the largest group of feminist activists in the U.S. The National Organization for Women is holding its annual conference here. And Dr. Carhart joins us in the studio right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You frequently have to travel to conferences like this and to speaking engagements with protection from marshals because of concerns about your safety. Why do this kind of work when it's such a personal risk for you?
Well, someone has to do it. Number one, you know, abortion is, I feel, a part of mainstream medicine. Women that are not able to control their fertility do not have a chance to succeed in society. And I feel that the anti-abortion movement is purely an anti-woman movement to keep them literally in their place. And I don't think that that's correct. I think abortion rights are civil rights and need to be protected.
Now, there are some folks who say, well, they can go along with abortion in the early stages, but once it gets past a certain point, they have trouble with it. Can you understand their point of view?
I understand their point of view, and I feel that they should not have an abortion at that point in time, but I don't think that they have any right to influence their views on what a doctor and a patient decide is the appropriate treatment for that particular case.
In your clinic, as we said, you're one of the last remaining late-term abortion providers in the country, which means post 24 weeks of pregnancy.
That's the problem with the word late-term. We do not like to use it because if you ask 100 people what it is, you'll get anything from 12 weeks or even 8 weeks. To some people, that's too late to do an abortion. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to say, if you want to say third trimester, or to be more specific, you know, post-viability abortions mm-hmm. are extremely rare, make up probably less than 1,000 cases a year in the United States, are done only when there's a significant compromise to the health or the life of the mother or that the fetus itself cannot survive birth.
And those controversial abortions are only done in those cases, when, say, there's a genetic defect or the mother's health is in danger?
Yeah, I'd say profound genetic defects. The geneticists are very, very good. They do not refer the minor problems to us to be for terminations. It's major genetic defects that are usually incompatible with life after birth.
Is there a point during a pregnancy at which you would say, I cannot do this?
No, I don't believe there is a point where I cannot do it. I think that as the pregnancy develops, the reasons need to be more and more compelling to do it. But, you know, there's women that are pregnant in the United States have anywhere from a 16 to a 20 out of 100,000 rate of dying from that pregnancy. Abortion, even at the late 30 weeks, has a death rate of less than, two or three per hundred, two or three per million. It's a very, very safe procedure compared to normal childbirth. So making a woman continue a pregnancy to birth, to have the baby die, puts her at a very substantial health risk for her own life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there isn't, you wouldn't say, after 30 weeks, you wouldn't be able to do it or anything like that. There's no time within a pregnancy.
There's no time when technically it can't be done. But I think that the reason to do it has to be more and more compelling as the gestation progresses.
Have you ever had a case where you've had to refuse someone?
Oh, every week. I've turned down two this week because, a lot of women do not find out they're pregnant until 24, 25, 26, 28 weeks. But it's not going to be a life-threatening, life-changing, devastating moment in their lifetime. At least in our state, I cannot do that. It's not a reason for an elective abortion. Even in Kansas, we where the laws were more favorable, we still turn down patients every week because there's just, if there are other options, then we suggest that they use them.
Hmm. Other options being carrying the baby to term?
Foster care, adoption.
Can you describe the work at your clinic? How many of the abortions do you provide there that are late-term abortions? Or I know we have sort of a murky definition there of what late-term is. But
if you're talking after what I consider viability, which is the 22nd to 24th week after conception, in the course of a year, probably 40 to 50.
40 to 50 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's when life begins, at the 22nd to 24th week?
I think it changes, or it's different with each pregnancy. Each fetus has to be evaluated on its own basis, but I think that's when, after the 22nd week from conception, that you need to be concerned that viability is a possibility.
You know, there are some folks who, even though they do support abortion and support a woman's decision to have an abortion, they still have a problem with some of these later term abortions. How do you justify it?
That's a problem that they have to resolve, but that should not interfere. They have no right in putting their views into enforcing them on other members of society.
Is there ever a point, though, where you wonder, do you say, what if I'm wrong?
If I'm wrong about...
If you're wrong about doing this, and then that, you know, you may regret it at some point?
Well, I've been doing it for over 20 years. It was a part of my training 20 years before that. I lived in a time when abortion was not available. I saw the desperate ends that women go to when abortion is not available. I've seen the option of not having an abortion part of society. And this is abortion is not 100% perfectly best answer. We know that.
Why do you think we're still fighting about this so much after all these years?
The problem why we're fighting about this 35 years after everything passed is that for 35 years we have not fought back. We've accepted everything the anti-choice movement did and just said, well, they have their right to their thoughts. That's what we believe, but we'll just let them have their thoughts. And I think at the present time, the decision is now. We need to fight back.
All right. Dr. Leroy Carhart runs the Abortion and Contraception Clinic of Nebraska, just outside Omaha. He's going to be speaking at the annual conference of the National Organization for Women, which is taking place in Boston this weekend. Dr. Carhart, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.